It's the Mad Men DVD review.
All right, it is the Mad Men DVD review, and you lucky people here because it's Sai's very first Mad Men DVD review. Hi, Sai.
Hi.
Welcome to the studio. Yeah, welcome to the crew. Welcome to the Mad Men crew.
Oh, glad to be here.
So Sai's taking over for Jogai. If you weren't aware, Jogai has left BFM for not greener pastures, but better paid ones. So anyway, Sai's here, and Sai, what did you watch?
I watched the Kenshin Rurouni trilogy.
The Kenshin, what's that?
Rurouni trilogy.
And what is the Kenshin Rurouni trilogy?
So it's a trilogy, and it's about Kenshin, who is a Japanese samurai, but Rurouni means wandering, so he's like a wandering samurai. And he just kind of gets pulled back into his old ways, which is back, it kind of starts from the beginning of the film, where he was a legendary samurai soldier in the Civil War, and he killed a lot of people, and he was also an assassin. And then it kind of goes back to the present, where
there was heaps of civil wars in Japan. This is kind of quasi historic, is it?
Kind of, I don't know. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. It goes back to the present, and he doesn't want anything to do with it. He doesn't want to kill any people. He doesn't want to work for the police. He just wants to live a peaceful life. But then he gets sucked back into it.
Classic.
Through the opium dealer who's kind of trying to sell his opium to everyone in the village and then spread out and become international.
So he's drawn back into the battle. Starts wandering again?
Not really.
Okay, so he doesn't wander any longer.
He doesn't wander any longer. He wants to wander.
Okay.
But he can't because his loved ones are being threatened.
Right. So he goes back into action. And this is a trilogy, but it was a manga at some stage, and this is the live action, is that right?
Yeah.
How have they done on that? Because sometimes that translation from cartoon to real life doesn't do so good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So with this trilogy, it's done really well. When I first started watching it, I was like, oh, I don't know. I was a bit wary. I didn't know if it was going to be good because, as you said, live adaptations of manga can can be really bad. But with this one, there was the detail. The detail was really, really good. And the character casting was really good as well.
So they nailed it?
They nailed it.
What about in the mangas, normally when they slice them up with the swords, there's like a massive blood spurt. How they go on the live action with that? Do you know what I mean? Is it gory?
Wasn't that gory. Actually, okay. That's what I liked about it.
Okay.
Because I do really bad with gore. And at the beginning of the film, it was a Civil War part and there was a lot of gore. And I was like, oh no, it's going to be one of these movies. And I wasn't looking forward to it, to be honest. But then it went to the present and it was done really well. And it was a little bit gory at times. Yeah, so you get the gore. You get the gore. So it wasn't Quentin Tarantino gory, but okay. it was gory, yeah.
Yeah, normally it's like the Japanese are quite respectful of the original. Do you know what I mean? It's not like Hollywood's like, yeah, we need the original, except can we change that person to be a straight white man? Yeah. Can we change it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So it's, yeah.
No, it's not Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, when I mean it wasn't gory. Like, it was gory, but it was watchable because there's a scene where the opium dealer's like, oh, he keeps the main girl she's kind of the secondary main girl, and she makes a kind of opium called I think it's the spider web.
Ooh, sounds good.
And
sounds good for a hangover.
Spider something. And so he keeps her in the room, and then all the other people who are making the opium, they get called outside and they think that they're free, but then his lackeys come in and then they just cut him up. But you never see any of it.
Okay.
The blood kind of spurts out.
It's not gratuitous.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, it sounds like a good, like a worthy watch, and especially in this sort of weather. If you, like me, have bronchitis and you're sick at home.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got bronchitis. Don't come too close. Yeah, this is a good little trilogy, right? There's three films in the sequence. Yeah.
the second one, it's actually, the second one's better than the first one.
Oh.
The first one, it was really good. There are some bits I didn't like. It was the music. There was a bit at the end where the music went on a bit too long and it was a bit strange. But overall, it was very good because I feel like it stayed true to the manga. I haven't read the manga, but I've read a lot of manga to know.
There's certain tropes.
Yeah, you can feel the tone of a manga come through in a live action film. And usually that's not done very well, but in this film, they capture the character, all the characters pretty well. And I'm saying that from my point of view, but any manga listeners out there that might be like, no, they don't get any of it.
Well, if you are a purist or not a purist, we do have a copy of this trilogy to give away. And all you have to do is text us in your name and your B card number and maybe tell us your best ailment. No, don't tell us if you're sick or not. We don't care. No, just kidding. We do care. And we want you to get better. But
the worse, the better.
Yeah. Send us your name and your B card number, because prizes here on BFM, we only give them to the people who support us to stay open and broadcasting to you, the people of Auckland. So thank you, all the B card holders out there, so the Simplicity B card holders, keeping the lights on and the doors open. And thank you, Sai, for coming in.
No probs.
And reviewing this DVD.
Thank you.
What was it called again? The
Kenshin Rurouni Trilogy. Okay, the Kenshin. Watch it. It's really good.
Watch it. Thank you, Madman. Thank you, Sai.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Madman DVD review family.
Woo.
Yeah. We're going to play some. Well, we've got a bit of Seven with Feet going in the background. We'll just finish that off. And then we'll be back.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.